May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. In my nearly 20 years now as a priest, I have been invited twice to preach at the Thanksgiving for the ministry of one taking their leave. The first was 15 years ago as the cathedral dean who sponsored me to become a priest took his leave from his post at the cathedral in Little Rock. The second occasion is today when our bishop takes years to pass before the next, because in both cases I have been given explicit direction by the one leaving to not make it about them. The message each has said to me essentially was, preach the good news, but leave me out of it. I got what they meant. What I said 15 years ago, I will say again this evening, with all due respect, obedience is not the supreme virtue. So my apologies, Greg and Marty. I will preach the good news, but you are very much a part of it in this diocese, and tonight we give thanks for that. The supreme virtues of this Christian way in life, by my estimation, are faith, hope, and love. So these are the prisms through which we will navigate the task before us. It seems fitting we gather here on this observed Feast of All Saints for this occasion of celebrating the Rickles ministry among us. Today we hold in our hearts not just these two whom we love, but all the saints who have stood in our houses of worship before us and alongside us, and even those who are yet to come. And we stake our claim in that communion of saints today too, not in some abrogation of Christian humility, but precisely because nothing we do in this journey of faith is ever detached from the whole, and it is by God's grace and encouragement and the community's forbearance that we find our way. Our collect for the day, which Bishop Rickle just chanted and we prayed with him, invokes this hopeful trajectory. Give us grace, dear God, so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. There is, in the orbit of this Feast of All Saints, a simultaneous sense of transience and eternal peace. And to hold those two realities of life together in any given moment requires faith, by which I mean not an assent to creedal statements per se, but something deeper, something more existential. Let me use the word faithfulness to exposit what I mean. To believe that we are part of this mystical communion of saints, and to do so in the face of the vagaries of this mortal life, requires a courageous faithfulness. To show up, to trust that something we cannot fully comprehend on this side of the grave is an ever-present promise to us on this side of the grave and beyond it. Even at the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. But we practice those words as an act of faithful living here and now. This is bound up with those ineffable joys of which our collect speaks tonight, and to which the communion of saints bears timeless witness. Christian hope is not some wispy or fanciful thought about the afterlife. It is the means by which we live and move and have our being here in this life. Which brings me then to the cardinal virtue of love. A sufficient focus for a sermon all to itself, But let me just simply say here that it is the essential ingredient in the primordial soup of the cosmos. When we profess that nothing, neither life nor death, nor powers nor principalities, nor our victories or our failures, nor anything else in all creation, nothing at all can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, what we are saying is that love is the origin and the life force and the telos of the cosmos. And if that is true, friends, and if we are part of the cosmos, then love is what makes this all real. Or to say it more emphatically, this life is simply a journey of dying to the illusion that anything other than love is real. It is the gift we receive as life. It is the gift we have to share in this life. By faith and hope, we practice such love as the unifying purpose of life. Greg and Marty, whatever else you may take from your 15 years in this diocese, we are keen to say tonight that you go with our gratitude for your faithful witness and work among us. Be assured of our resilience as people of hope to be the church in Western Washington who need not think we make our way alone. We have the whole communion of saints surrounding us, encouraging us, and we have each other. And by God's grace, we will find our way, and you will too, I know it. We know this to be true largely because you have modeled this way of life for us. And we are the richer for your having been here for a time. And while you may be going about as far away from Seattle as you possibly can and still stay on dry ground, know that all the ground between us will be holy ground. And that we bless and send you as missionaries to that hinterlands of Southeast Florida and wherever else God may lead you. And above all else, hear this. Know that the love that binds us together means you are inseparably and eternally part of us as we are a part of you. And for that, we give God thanks and praise. And so, my friends, faith, hope, and love, these three abide. Disobedient as I may be in this moment, if I have preached the good news with Greg and Marty very much a part of it, let the people say, Amen.